Five. Now, millennials, or Generation Y as they are so called, are no longer the focus group in terms of sales and marketing or sales marketing. Products are now increasingly being geared towards Generation Z. These are the individuals that are born in the new millennium after the year 2000. Cameron Williams, who is a research and consulting director at TransUnion South Africa, joins you now to tell you more about how young people are dealing with credit. Cameron, good morning. Thank you so very much for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Abangile. Thanks for having me.
You know, Cameron, having gone through issues with credit, I don't necessarily think credit is advisable, but it seems like Generation Z is the new target market.
Absolutely, they are. And I mean, what's fascinating about the study that TransUnion did, it's a first-in-kind global study. So we had the opportunity to look at how this particular generation, how they respond to credit, their credit preferences across six major countries. So when we looked at them, looking specifically around the emerging countries, that's South Africa, Colombia, and India, we found that in South Africa, Gen Z were highest credit active in that particular market. So 28% of Gen Z consumers in South Africa are credit active, versus in Colombia we see 19%, and in India only 6%. So this gives us an indication that our youngsters, our young new borrowers, definitely have a strong demand for credit.
I mean, are they as reckless as previous generations when it comes to their credit?
Well, no, that's not what we're seeing in the data. I mean, if we just see how they differ compared to millennials, we know that millennials typically postponed milestones in their lives, like getting married, buying their first home, having children. They typically postpone those milestones to focus on their careers. And with Gen Z's, we actually see that they aspire or prioritize these traditional milestones quite differently. One of the studies we've seen is that about 45% of Gen Z's actually want to start a family, compared with 39% of millennials. So they do differ quite a bit just in terms of their priority, and also more so how they interact with their financial institutions.
And so then, what does all this mean for credit providers and businesses?
Well, you know, this is a growing market. If we just look at the size of this market, we do know that between the ages of 0 and 24, which is how we characterize Gen Z in the study, so those born in or after 1995, this constitutes about 46% of the South African population. So that's almost 27.5 million people. And when we look at Gen Z, that's specifically over 18 years old and therefore eligible for credit, that's about 10%. So almost 6 million people. About 28% of these 6 million are credit active. And it's important for lenders to understand this, because this is it's a very different generation. They are a generation who are the digital natives. They don't remember a time before the internet. Their lives are determined by smartphones, apps, and instant gratification. So getting an understanding of how to engage these young consumers at a young age is very important for lenders, for retailers, and for fintechs as well.
To you listening at home, 26 minutes after 5, you're listening to the voice of Cameron Williams, who is a research and consulting director at TransUnion South Africa, who joins you to talk to you about the fact that millennials, or Generation Y, as they were so-called, or they are so-called, are no longer the focus group when it comes to sales and marketing, because products are now increasingly being geared towards Generation Z, those born in the new millennium after the year 2000. And the reason for that is TransUnion's Global Gen Z report shows that Gen Z consumers are starting to shape the South African credit market as they become increasingly credit active. So we just want to find out, how is this happening? Are they being reckless with how they say they're using their credit? And what does this mean for credit providers and businesses? As Cameron mentions, it's a changing world. You either adapt or you die. Cameron, looking into that though, and I mean, you talk about the age of technology. There are I mean, many youngsters that would be in rural areas in South Africa, these would belong to Generation Z. Does that mean then other companies need to find ways then to tap into that market also?
Yes, for sure. I mean, there is no doubt that this generation, give them a few more years, they will have the earning potential to drive this economy. And in understanding that, it is important that lenders, retailers look at this market holistically. As you rightly mentioned, Abongile, not everyone, specifically individuals in the rural areas, may have access to smartphones, internet coverage, and such. So, as we know, this generation is important and they will be driving the economy. It's important that lenders, companies understand that this broad generation can also be segmented into different bits and then to design campaigns accordingly.
Carmen, thank you so very much for joining us on the show this morning. But before we let you go, what would be your message then to the Cape Talk listeners?
Well, specifically to the Gen Z market, while we do see that they are becoming more increasingly credit active, it is important that they do start developing good habits. I mean, as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, you mentioned that, I mean, it's not necessarily a good thing for this generation to take credit, although taking credit in a healthy and responsible way can certainly assist in aiding with your dreams and assist with future assets that you'd like to acquire. It is important that this generation understand to act responsibly when it comes to credit.
Carmen, thank you so very much for joining us on the show this morning. Have a fantastic morning further, please.
Thanks so much, Ambugile.
Thank you so much. Carmen Williams, Research and Consulting Director at TransUnion.